A BC Supreme Court judge has dismissed an application to remove the lead investigator in a case involving Gloria LeMay and the BC College of Nurses and Midwives. The judge ruled the investigator did not breach legal advice privilege during the seizure of documents from LeMay's home. The college was investigating an alleged incident of unauthorized midwifery on January 5, 2024. That investigation led to a court-authorized search of LeMay's home on January 30. The search was authorized under the Health Professions Act. The application stemmed from a January 30, 2024, search of LeMay's home. During the search, the college seized a box of documents referred to as Box T. LeMay asserted that some of the contents were subject to legal advice privilege and applied to have lead investigator J.T. Michaelis Beck removed from the file. Beck is legal counsel for the college's inquiry, discipline and monitoring department. LeMay argued Beck may have been exposed to privileged material during the search and subsequent review of the box. Justice Elwood found that while the college came into possession of potentially privileged documents, through inadvertence and sloppy investigative work, the college had met the legal test to rebut presumed prejudice, and that Beck could remain on the file. The judge also noted that Beck failed to properly review the documents on site before seizing the entire box, and that best practice would have been to involve an independent solicitor to assess any potentially privileged material. However, the judge accepted Beck's sworn evidence that they did not read any of the documents for their content, either during the search or a subsequent review on March 13. In reaching a decision, Justice Elwood referred to earlier rulings in McDonald Estate v. Martin and Celanese Canada Inc. v. Murray Demolition Corp., which set out the legal test for when a lawyer, or in this case, an investigator, should be removed from a file due to exposure to privileged information. While I have concerns with the manner in which M.X. Beck handled Box T, Elwood wrote, I am satisfied that the college has met the test to rebut the presumed prejudice. Box T was returned to LeMay on March 28. With the exception of a single letter over which no privilege was claimed, no documents were copied or scanned prior to the return. While no costs were awarded against LeMay, the college has the option to seek costs through written submissions. In my view, there is no prejudice to Ms. LeMay's right to a fair hearing or to the integrity of the justice system that will be manifested, perpetuated, or aggravated through allowing these proceedings to continue, Elwood concluded. The proceedings relate to a 2000 injunction prohibiting LeMay from performing midwifery services and are ongoing. LeMay is also facing a manslaughter charge in the death of an infant in Ladysmith in 2024. And a civil suit brought by a Chimanis couple related to issues with the birth of their son in 2021.